Just your reaction to the quarterback change, Brock?
Boy, you know, I really haven't had much time to think about it. The only thing that's on my mind right now is this football team found a way to win this football game. It was a gritty victory. It was a tough victory. I thought our home crowd stayed in it the whole game. You know, they were, shoot, as loud as I've ever heard them late down that stretch, and we won the football game. You know, that's the story. This football team battled for four quarters. Our fans stayed in it. You know, our fans were a huge advantage as far as, you know, there was a couple late false starts on Jacksonville that made a huge difference in the game, and you know, this football team won a big football game today.
So no disappointment personally?
Well, of course. You know, as a competitor, anytime, you know, you don't play well, you get pulled out of a game, of course there's disappointment. I mean, that's a natural, you know, human reaction. And also there's disappointment because, you know, you want to be your best for your teammates. You know, I love this football team. I love every single player in this locker room. I love this coaching staff. You know, the McNair family, Rick Smith, everybody for giving me this opportunity. So you're disappointed because you feel like you let them down. But then at the same time, you're happy because this football team found a way to win. Tom had a huge day. You know, Tom's worked extremely hard. You know, he's been a great friend. He's been a great teammate. So obviously there's disappointment, but at the same time, there's joy and there's happiness because this football team won a football game that we needed to win.
How did you surprise the interception across the middle there? You threw late, it looked like.
Yeah.
You stepped up. What happened there?
Yeah, you know, there was some miscommunication between me and the wide receiver. And bottom line, you know, the number one thing that you're taught in the National Football League as a quarterback is, you know, don't make a bad play worse. And I made a bad play worse. And it's inexcusable. It was a ball I never should have thrown. I probably should have just tucked it and scrambled for a few yards and got down. So, you know, I completely understand why Coach did what he did. And ultimately, like I said, I'm just happy for this football team. Our defense played an incredible game. Our offensive line, our skill guys, you know, Tom Savage had a huge day. And, you know, like I said, I love this football team. I love every single player in this locker room. And I'm just happy that we were able to plot a win in the end.
Brock, you stayed engaged. You were clapping on the sidelines within seconds after the decision was made. Talking to Tom, talk about that, what you were doing as the game progressed.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I've been down this road before. You know, I understand what it's like to get benched in the middle of a football game, and ultimately, having a big picture view on the deal, you know, it's all about the next man up and being a great teammate. And Tom stepped in today and he played a phenomenal game, and the guys really rallied around him. Our defense played great, and so you know, this game is so much bigger than just one person. You know, this is about the team, and so if I sit there and mope, what am I moping about? You know, we got a football game to win, and so you know, I just flipped roles. Obviously, I've been a backup quarterback in this league for 3.5 years. I know how to play that role. And so I just wanted to be there for Tom if he needed me in any kind of way, you know, whether it was a protection question, maybe a progression question, anything like that. You know, I just wanted to be there for him and the rest of the team because, like I said, I love these guys. I love every player in this locker room. I love being a Houston Texan. And at the end of the day, it's all about being a great teammate. And today we won a big football game that we needed to win, and that's what it's all about. That's the real story. It was a gritty performance by this team, and they found a way to win.
Brock, do you expect to start on Saturday?
You know, those decisions aren't up to me. You know, I think Coach O'Brien, the staff, obviously Rick Smith and everybody else, I'm sure we'll have a conversation. My job is just to be ready to play and prepare like I'm going to play. And if I start, I start, and I'm going to give this thing everything, this team everything I have, performance-wise. And if I'm the backup, I'm going to be there to support Tom. I'm going to coach him and do everything that he asks of me. And you know, ultimately, I just want to be a great teammate, and I want to do whatever it takes for this football team to win games.
Did it stun you though when it happened? I mean, would you like, well?
You know, like I said, unfortunately, I've been down this road before, and so, you know, it didn't surprise me. You know, when it happened to me prior, obviously with a different team and a different season, you know, it was to spark the team, and sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes, you know, just a little lineup change sparks the team, and obviously, I think there's been a common denominator throughout the season of our offensive struggles. Certainly not saying it's me, but we need to sit down and we need to figure out what that common denominator is and, you know, just continue to progress as an offense.
Because you've been through this, does it make it easier said than done, what you're dealing with right now? Or is because you've been through it, it's not as tough?
You know, as a competitor, it's very hard to get pulled out of a game because from Monday all the way up to game time, you know, there's not an hour that I'm not focused on the game plan, focusing on my job, because ultimately I want to be, you know, the best teammate I can be, and I want to perform at a high level every single week because that's what this locker room deserves. We have a tremendous defense, we have a tremendous offensive line, and we have great players across this team, and they deserve great quarterback play, and so I'm giving it every single thing I have. So it's very hard when it doesn't go well and you are pulled out of the game. But at the end of the day, like I said, and it's the truth, I am just so happy that this football team was able to find a way to win this game. Tom played tremendous. The skill guy stepped up. The offensive line stepped up. Our defense played lights out. And that's the true. That's the real story. This was a tremendous team win in front of a great home crowd today. And like I've told you guys before, in good times and bad, this is the ultimate team sport. It's the ultimate team sport for a reason, and it takes everybody to win football games. And today it took two quarterbacks, and so I'm very happy for Tom, and I'm very happy for this team.